Welcome back to Art Speak. I'm talking with Robin Burnett, organizer of the Atlanta Gallery running here in Atlanta from October 1st to the 6th. And right now we're just really talking about how it all got started, who all is involved, and really the origins behind the idea for this.
Sure. The gallery, the 16 galleries who are all participating are two galleries, Anne Irwin, Prior Fine Art, Marsha Wood Gallery, Kai Lin Art, Poem 88, Sandler Hudson Gallery, Stan McCullum Gallery, Alan Avery, Jackson Fine Art, Swan Coach House, Get This Gallery, Mint Gallery, Beep Beep, White Space, and Signature. How it kind of all got started, it sort of came out of a series of meetings that Lewis Corrigan, he's the force behind Flux Projects, and he's a big patron of Glow ATL and he's also a big sponsor both of Burnaway and Arts ATL. He had initiated a series of community meetings that would happen kind of quarterly in different spaces around town to talk about sort of the state of the arts in Georgia, or rather in Atlanta, but more specifically kind of more focused a little bit on visual arts. And some of the things that came out of those meetings, a lot of things came out of them, but one aspect of it was that somehow, despite all the new and fascinating activity happening around the visual arts in Atlanta, but that were primarily sort of spectacle-based and one night only, what was happening in the Atlanta galleries was not really getting a lot of attention. And in terms of creating a more sustainable arts economy in Atlanta, we needed to find a way to look at promoting those Atlanta galleries, because we work with, you know, each gallery works with, you know, dozens of artists in their spaces. And it's a very direct way to provide livelihoods for those artists.
That's great. And can you talk a little bit about what some of the galleries might be doing, including Poem 88, your own gallery, for Atlanta Gallery Week?
Sure. I think some of the galleries may have a special reception with music. I know Stan McCullum Gallery is going to have an artist coming to give a talk about his work. At Poem 88, I will have on view at that time a show by Lexington, Kentucky painter Lina Tharsing, whose works are derived from black and white archival photographs from the Museum of Natural History. And so in conjunction with Lina Tharsing's show, I've invited another Atlanta artist, Judy Henson, who formerly was a diorama designer at the Fernbank Science Center, to create an installation in the front windows of Poem 88, sort of in direct response to Lina's paintings. And so that's what will be happening at Poem 88.
Great. Can you talk about any other projects you're involved with right now, or anything special coming up at Poem 88 in the distant future?
In the distant future, well, as I said, Lina Tharsing's show opens on Saturday, September 7th, and that will run through October 19th. And then the following Saturday, October 26th, Seth Thompson, who many of you may know, who's an Atlanta photographer, video artist, will be having his first exhibition at Poem 88 entitled The Last One. And that'll run essentially to the end of the year.
Great. Is there anything else involving Atlanta Gallery Week or any other arts going on in Atlanta that you would like to talk about?
I think that something that's really interesting about sort of the origin of the Atlanta Gallery Week is when this sort of initial group of galleries first started getting together and meeting separately from those community meetings to sort of figure out what we can do to sort of jumpstart collecting, how to attract new collectors. Initially, we sort of threw around this idea of whether there should be an Atlanta art fair that might attract people from out of town and elsewhere. And then after talking about that and where this would occur, I think the general consensus was that this would sort of, to some degree, do the opposite of what we wanted, and that we would all have booths somewhere, and that people would come and see just a small installation.
Right.
But what we really wanted was to get people in the doors of our own galleries. So that's why, you know, I think it's sort of a natural solution to, you know, to this issue of attracting new audiences, new collectors, is getting people more familiar with what's available here in town. You know, this is just the first time we've ever had it, and so we'll see how, you know, how well and how smoothly it goes, which I think there shouldn't be any problems with it. And then hopefully we can kind of expand on it in years following. Flux Projects is all behind it. They think that it's really great, and they're glad that there'll be all this other activity leading up to Flux Night. But it's somewhat designed after a program that happened a few years back in California called Pacific Standard Time, where for a month, all the galleries along the California, western portion of California, scheduled special exhibitions in their spaces that occur during this sort of statewide festival, almost called Pacific Standard Time. So it's something kind of like that. We would love to see it expand to even more galleries in Atlanta, have it incorporate, while this is, as I said, sort of sandwiching Flux Night, you know, all kinds of events could be happening, but it's really just to focus very specifically on the visual arts in Atlanta.
That's great. Thank you so much again, Robin, for talking a little bit about Atlanta Gallery Week and what it's going to have to offer. Again, it's running October 1st through the 6th in various galleries across Atlanta.
Thank you.
This has been ArtSpeak, and we will see you guys next week.